This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
All right, welcome everybody. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Wednesday edition, hour number four. We are racing into. We hope that you're having a good morning out there, and we're glad that you've chosen to spend some time with us here this morning. The telephone number, of course, 949-822-7959. That number again, operators are standing by. 949-822-7959. And if you'd like to head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com, that's KyleWarrenShow.com, you can send me a direct message. Just like we heard from Richard the Marine earlier this morning, he was saying that it was 37 degrees and clear from his vantage point on the Central Coast of the state of Oregon this morning. So once again, folks, welcome to the program. We're glad you're there. We're glad to be here. And welcome to everybody listening on our flagship station of AM 860 The Answer there in Tampa, Florida. Also, of course, everyone listening along the GCN network. Good morning to everybody at GCN, by the way. And, of course, GCN distributes our program to all of our great AM and FM affiliates. And especially as we move towards the first of the year, we've got another great announcement regarding that. And so we're really glad to see things move along. And, folks, once again, Wednesday morning edition. Wednesday morning is here. We've made it through the middle of the week. And so, yes, we're just starting out Wednesday, but I've got a good feeling about Wednesday this week. I've got a good feeling. So through the magic of radio, I am transferring these sort of positive thoughts and vibes to you Wednesday. It's going to get a lot better, folks. It really is. We do have something very serious to start off with this morning, of course, and that is that obviously the hostage exchanges continue in Israel. Several other hostages that were brought back again. But the ratio of hostages to a Palestinian prisoners is really very different. That's the way that it is right now. There's no doubt about that. But definitely the ratio is very, very disparate, to say the least. But other than that, it is good to have hostages coming back. I appreciate what Rick in Tampa was saying earlier, the idea, try to get as many hostages back in the time period as you possibly can. But obviously, Israel is going to continue its procedures here very, very soon. But that being said, you've got some the House actually voted for a resolution regarding Israel's right to exist. And guess what, folks? You had a couple of different outcomes here, or a couple of different deviations, shall we say. This from Fox News. Representative Rashida Tlaib, Democrat from Michigan, of course, and Cori Bush, also from Missouri, were the only members of the radical eight-person squad, right, to not vote in favor of House Resolution 888, which centered on Israel's existence. Tlaib was the only House member who chose to vote present. Bush did not vote, so that's interesting. But then there was another House member Thomas Massey. He's a Republican, and he voted out and out against the resolution that reaffirms Israel's right to exist. Can you believe that? I mean, I guess I do. We haven't, you know, it's like, okay, well, you know, what else could possibly go wrong in this whole thing? But obviously the overwhelming number of representatives voted to affirm the idea that Israel does have the right to exist. But here's what Massey talked about. Now, the wording of this resolution basically states that denying Israel's right to exist is a form of anti-Semitism. As I've been saying throughout the program this morning, it seems to me that that's exactly Hamas's position, in the sense that they want to deny Israel the right to exist. Because why? Because they're anti-Semitic. There's no doubt about that, because they're anti-Semitic. So Massey posts on X, he says, I agree with the title reaffirming the state of Israel's right to exist and much of the language. He says, but I'm voting no, basically. He's saying, I'm voting no on the resolution because it equates anti-Zionism with anti-Semitism. Anti-Semitism is deplorable, he says, but expanding it to include criticism of Israel is not helpful. Criticizing Israel, gee whiz. I mean, you know, even as friends and allies, there can be some constructive criticism when you have a friend or an ally. But when you sort of go this notion that, well, Israel's in the wrong, they're being monstrous, this is going too far, and somehow, again, forgetting. It's like it went poof out into the ether. We forget what happened on October 7th. You know, it seems to me that that's where this problem, this current problem, started. And so, you know, just try to say, well, you're equating anti-Zionism with anti-Semitism. You know, that to me, I don't know. He just kind of weaseled his way out of this thing. And, I'm voting no because of this. Well, I think that's going to go down as a really not a good mark against Thomas Massey, because obviously I think maybe the right choice in this case was to vote for the affirmation that Israel has the right to exist, because you've got Hamas literally trying to terminate that in a very, very real way. All right, folks, stay right there. We got a lot more to talk about when we come back. Taking your phone calls too, 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you. It's Wednesday, and we're here. And we're coming back.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Red skies at night, sailor take delight, right? Red skies in the morning, sailor take warning. Exactly right. Well, folks, I think we got this in red skies at night here, and definitely moving along here through the Wednesday edition of the broadcast. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959. 949-822-7959. Operators are standing by, and as we head to the bottom of the hour this morning, we're going to be joined by Patrick Hyland from the Sports Zone, and then as we head to the top of the hour, we're going to be joined by Brandon Rimes, the Consumer Quarterback. So if you have a question about sports, if you have a question about real estate or anything having to do with consumer issues, Patrick Hyland, Brandon Rimes, they're your guys. And so we definitely have great resources in them. So we'll be talking with Patrick here again, as we said, as we go to the bottom of the hour, or when we come back from the bottom of the hour break would be more accurate, I think, to say. But once again, folks, welcome back to the show. And we're glad to be with you here this morning. We noticed this. Americans for Prosperity has endorsed Nikki Haley for president, and they plan some major ad buys. That's from Red State. Nikki Haley, who once served as U.N. ambassador and South Carolina governor, received a major endorsement from one of the biggest conservative activist groups in the country, Americans for Prosperity, on Tuesday. The endorsement adds another layer of complexity to the current Republican presidential primary. Haley, who has been picking up some momentum in the polling, is seen as one of the three top contenders in the primary. She's vying with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, of course, for second place behind former President Donald Trump, who still has a commanding lead on both of them. AFP's endorsement is a wrinkle in the race for both Trump and DeSantis, who are looking for stronger fundraising in a primary that is using up a lot of Republican resources. The organization, however, says it is time to offer America the opportunity to turn the page on the current political era. Okay, so now you couple that, so now she's got the Americans for Prosperity, but this from Breitbart, for Donald Trump, the conservative group Moms for America Action formally endorsed former President Donald Trump on Tuesday, emphasizing that it is crucial to have a leader who is not afraid to fight for what is right. The group, comprised roughly of 500,000 mothers across the country, formally made its endorsement this week as Trump's GOP competitors essentially continue their battle for second place in the Republican primary. Now, also, you've got, I believe, Nikki Haley is also meeting with a prominent investor, a billionaire here this next week or so, and will be meeting with him and may receive his endorsement. And this is billionaire Ken Langan, this from CNBC, to meet with Nikki Haley in New York as he weighs backing her in 2024. Home Depot co-founder and billionaire Ken Langan, or Langone, perhaps, I think that's how we pronounce it, plans to meet with former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley next week in New York as he considers backing her in the Republican presidential primary. The only person I see who can give Donald Trump a run for his money is Nikki Haley, Langone told CNBC in an interview Monday, referring to the former president and current Republican frontrunner. Langone declined to give a date of the meeting, but the former South Carolina governor is scheduled to be in New York on December 4th for a fundraising event co-hosted by attorney Eric Levine. Before Langone would commit to hosting his own fundraiser for Haley, however, he said he wanted to meet with her in person. So this is quite kind of interesting, and again, it's getting a little more serious right now because we're heading to the end of the year and so forth, and where it's going to really start heating up in terms of the primary. But Trump is still so far ahead in the polls that it's going to be very, very difficult to catch him. So we are going to see how this works out. But some of these big players, if they start lining up outside of the Trump corridor, as it were, or the Trump campaign, then that could be a game changer. I don't know that that means that somehow there's a vice president slot offering in the offing there. I just don't know. But certainly, it's interesting to see that you do have some of these different either entities or individuals, influential as they are, starting to line up with Nikki Haley, at least at this time. So very, very interesting indeed. All right, let's go to the telephone lines. We got Bob and Danny. He's been holding on. Bob, good morning. Do you have a question or a comment this morning?
Yeah, I have a comment.
Okay.
It comes from my friend Martin Luther King. Withhold your body from the war machine. This country is committing suicide. With 800 bases around the world, thousands of troops around the world, engaged in military actions unapproved by Congress. The last war that was declared was World War II. We had a police action with the UN for the Korean War. We got our ass kicked. And we had to sign a ceasefire to get out of there. And the war with Korea never ended.
Okay.
And all these wars right now. So America, Dr. King came to me and said, Bob, America's committing suicide.
Okay, so
what you got to do.
So you knew Dr. Martin Luther King. He was your friend, you're saying.
Oh, I not only knew him, I was in the Poor People's Campaign in Resurrection City.
Very interesting.
And lobbying to, you know, bring the troops home so we can have jobs and income here at home. Way back in 1968, also working from Resurrection City with the Robert F. Kennedy campaign in California. But he was betrayed by Jesse Unruh, the leader of the campaign, Speaker of the House in California, an alcoholic,
okay,
who was in with Ronald Reagan. and you have Ronald Reagan and all of the golf playing Republicans, Gerald Ford and Weinberg.
So you're talking about you want to bring the troops home. They shouldn't be out around the world, basically.
My campaign for Congress in 1994 was to restore Hawaiian sovereignty, bring back the republic we lost when 300 Marines overthrew Queen Okalani and destroyed our republic. And I still intend to do that. But my message is that I am, President Kennedy said, a time for greatness. And I bring that back again.
Very interesting.
Time for greatness. And I can do that as president.
Okay.
I know exactly what to do. And as president, I have the power as commander-in-chief to bring back all the troops back onto mainland soil so they can
protect
our borders and kick out the illegal.
Okay, Bob and Danny, we appreciate the telephone call very much, but we got to move on. We've got just a little bit of time, and we want to head to another caller here real quick. So, Bob and Danny, thank you again for calling. And we've got Aaron in Denver. I can't believe it. Aaron in Denver, good morning.
Hey, Professor Politics. Well, first of all, I'll take you, Professor Politics, to be president of the United before I take that last call to be president. I say, oh, hell no. But the thing is, currently here in Denver, Colorado, we have the bumbling, stumbling, senile piece of crap of so-called president visiting here in my beautiful state. Currently dominated by the Diabolico. We love riding dirty. And I mean, oh, baby.
Mm-hmm.
We love riding dirty, broken down, dark side dumb donkeys, trying to turn my beautiful state into an asshole like California. So, unfortunately, you live in California. But I don't want my state to turn into a California professor.
I hear you. I hear you. Yeah.
And the thing is, so what's so sad about... And currently the so-called president is visiting them Colorado, and of course he brought his fan club of idiots that say free Palestine. Well, how can you free something that doesn't exist? Arafat and his cronies and his dirt bags and sacks of crap, they had an opportunity to quote unquote create a Palestine country when Jimmy Carter when Jimmy Carter was in office.
Yeah, big time.
And of course, that got blown up. That didn't happen because Arafat worried about Hamas would take him out and cut his head off. So I mean, it is just. It's just ridiculous. It is sad what's going on in that part of the world.
Yep.
And none of us, Professor Potter, you know, when we come to this place, none of us hate each other.
I agree.
It's all talk.
Well, Aaron in Denver, thanks for having me. We hit the hard break, but thanks for calling. We'll talk again soon.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000. USA News Update. 12 more hostages have been released by the kidnappers Hamas. Israel, in turn, will return 30 Palestinian detainees. 15 women and 15 minor males will be released from Israeli prisons today. Both Israel and Hamas terrorists are claiming there have been violations of the ceasefire.
41 men were rescued yesterday from a partially collapsed Himalayan highway tunnel in northern India after being trapped for 17 days. After a series of failed attempts, victory was achieved by a team of rat miners digging manually through the huge mound of debris that filled a section of the tunnel on November 12th. The University of Colorado Boulder is reporting one out of every five children in America under the age of 14 uses melatonin as a sleep aid. The American Academy of Sleep Medicine issued an advisory saying you should consult a physician. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm having too much fun. That's the thing. And I'm hoping you're having fun, too, this morning. It's Wednesday. And we've got a lot going on here on the program. 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to call in and be part of the program this morning. And especially if you have a question or a comment, you want to talk some sports, you definitely want to call in and talk with our next guest, Patrick Hyland. Of course, he's the host of the Sport Zone. You can hear him right here on AM 860, our flagship station, from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Time. That's on Sundays. And also, Patrick is known as the insurance quarterback as well. And so let's not waste any time. Let's bring him right on. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Cal. Good morning, audience. And appreciate you having me on, as always, man. And it's always fun to talk with you. And I'd love to hear the audience. If they have any questions, call in.
Absolutely.
We'll talk a little bit of hockey, Kyle. That's in full swing now. And we had some great games last night. New Jersey Devils won 5-4 over the New York Islanders. So that was a great game. That's going to be a good conference matchup here for the whole year, I believe. The Florida Panthers down there in South Florida lost in the shootout to the Toronto Maple Leafs. The Maple Leafs had a good year last year, and then they just folded in the playoffs. So we'll see if they can rebound this year for all the people up there in Canada.
Yeah.
And the Hurricanes beat the Flyers. Philadelphia Flyers had a rough night. Carolina's been getting better every year, though. It's kind of funny how some teams in the South, the Lightning, the Panthers, Carolina, they're No, hockey's just getting popular all around. I know out there in L.A. when the Kings were on a roll there for a while, things were really happening, Kyle.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? Well, you know what? My son, he's getting me into hockey now. So he was home over Thanksgiving, and we watched a couple of games together, and he's really getting into it, and it was just a lot of fun. I've never really watched hockey per se, but I haven't disliked it, but I really enjoyed watching these games. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. It's just hockey's a great sport to watch live. They've done a lot better on TV with their coverage, with their analysts, and following the puck.
Yeah.
So it's just gotten a lot better. Technology, you know, it's a beautiful thing to make people enjoy things. For our people here in the Tampa Bay area, our Lightning came up a little light against the Coyotes out there in the Phoenix area. So it's tough. That's one thing about hockey, too. Home ice advantage does have its place. You know, it just always has, always will. Also, the Penguins and Predators, what a game. I mean, the Penguins lost 3-2. Nashville, you know, won in overtime. Another team in the South getting a little bit better every year, looking good. So, I just love it. You know, we get different sections of our great country involved in sports. In sports you wouldn't think they would do well in, and then they surprise you. You know, nobody thought that hockey would go over well in Florida, Kyle. And it really has. Or California, and it has. So, that's just cool. I think it's awesome. I got a lot of people that are Blackhawk fans of Chicago. They found a way to win yesterday 4-3 over the Seattle Kraken. That still cracks me up, that name, you know.
The Kraken?
Mystical name.
Yeah, yeah.
But, funny. And then the Golden Knights in Vegas. Well, that's a cool place. They've done very well, you know, being an expansion team a few years ago to really put a good team together. Edmonton Oilers, you know, came through and beat them in overtime, in the shootout, 5-4. So that's your update on hockey, and a lot of people do enjoy it. I'll tell you another sport that's in full gear, NBA, Kyle. Ooh, you know, basketball's going to get really hot here and popular. January, NBA, people start really looking at it, but people are watching it now just to see what's developing and happening. The Golden State Warriors lost to the Sacramento Kings, 124-123. Great game. It's funny, Golden State the last few years, Kyle, they start out real slow, and then they really pour it on at the end. So that's a formula that's tough to keep going, but they found a way to make it work, so we shall see.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of fans across the country, Boston Celtic fans, they won 124 over the Chicago Bulls, 97. The Bulls, you know, hopefully they'll get back to playing some great basketball again. It's hard, you know, when you had Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, that whole team back in the day, you know, you're expecting that to happen again. That's the thing about sports, Cal, just like life, you know, it's very cyclical. And you have your great years, and then you have your down years, you have your mediocre years. It's just, it's kind of funny how life and sports really do transform each other in a lot of ways. You know, I'm sure you've noticed and realized that also.
Oh, no, absolutely. Yeah, you're right. And one of the things, though, too, is just like a sports team, you know, you have to have some resiliency, and that comes with time and experience in many ways. And you're still learning it as you go through life, of course. But that's the thing. You got to come back for the next season because you never know what's going to happen. You could go all the way.
You really do, Colin. That just hits a nerve, getting off a little sports tangent here to talk about our veterans out there. You know, you talk about a resilient bunch of folks. It's our military. Freedom isn't free, and those guys and gals do a lot, you know, for us, and they go through a lot, and they are resilient. But, you know, they have their cyclical times, too, and we need to look out for them. We have 22 suicides a day from our military, of course, personnel people, and that number needs to change. And I just had to bring that up and let people know, especially this time of year, holidays. You know, people don't realize it's not all, you know, winter wonderland and ice and everything. You know, we want to make it that way, and we should, and we should strive, but not everybody's going through the same experiences. So more than ever, this time of year, we need to be more civil to each other and pleasant and kind and look out for each other, see if we can give a helping hand, do a random act of kindness for our fellow. Just very important thing. You know, it's kind of funny again, Kyle, we talk about transformation. It's called sportsmanship when you're on the playing field, and it's called civility when we're out off the playing field.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm so glad that you're bringing this up, because, you know, a lot of times you meet people out in the big world and you don't have any idea what they might be going through that day. You know, and so you're right. If you can do a random act of kindness or just be kind and civil to people, you might be the one person that they interact with that day that they say to themselves, okay, maybe it's not all that bad right now. And you just never know what kind of impact you really have.
Amen. We all can make a difference. We all can, you know, help each other out. And, you know, me and a bunch of friends have a saying, take an extra 30 seconds, you know, and just be nice. And then if it's something major, take another 30 minutes and really help the person out and really listen to what they're going through. And you'd be surprised. There's a lot of hours in the day that you can use wisely and smart. And a lot of times we throw time away, and that's very valuable for a lot of reasons and a lot of people.
Exactly.
I say this all the time too, Kyle. You know, we'll go to a sporting event, you know, plan an hour to get there and tailgate and have fun and then watch the game and after hang out, you know, spend 5 to 6 hours, you know, going to a sporting event, and then we won't take 1 hour to plan for our financial future.
Mm-hmm.
I tell people, look, take 1 or 2 hours a year. Come by and see me, talk to me. Let's see what we can do for you to make sure that you're going to be safe and sound and have peace of mind from a lot of standpoints. So, you know, that's what I offer people. Lock the game and, you know, stop you from losing. So please feel free to call me at 813-966-1052. I guarantee after you meet with me and talk with me, we'll discuss what's in your best interests and needs. And you're going to see if you're on the right path. And if you are, great. And if you're not, we're going to get you on the right path. And if you're a computer guy or gal, go to GrahamCapitalAdvisors.com. Real simple website, GrahamCapitalAdvisors.com. And just schedule an appointment with me via the phone, Zoom, or in the office. And I'd love to meet with you. And like I always say, have a cup of coffee and talk some sports.
Sounds good.
Thanks for calling. Catch me Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with Kyle, and on Sundays on the Sports Zone from 11 to 12. God bless you, Kyle, and everybody. Let's have a good Wednesday and finish out the week strong.
Sounds good, Patrick.
Friday.
Take care. God bless. All right, Patrick Hyland, everybody. And, folks, we are coming right back for the final segment of the program this morning. We're going to be talking with Brandon Rhymes, talking some real estate, and much more. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health.
The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Chehibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we're heading into the final segment of the program this morning for this Wednesday edition. And it has just really been sailing by. That's really cool when that happens because that means we talk about a lot of stuff. We have a lot of great callers as well, and we appreciate that. And if you have a question or comment for our next guest, Brandon Rimes, of course, he is the consumer quarterback, and you can hear him right here on AM 860 The Answer, our flagship station in Tampa, and you can hear him from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. And again, that's Brandon Rimes, and let's bring him right on. Good morning, Brandon.
Hey, good morning, Kyle.
How's it going this morning?
Oh, man, things are good. Yeah, we're doing great here in Tampa Bay, and you know, the real estate market is you know, still kind of in a little bit of a lull, but we feel like it's going to be coming back soon with a drop in rates. I think that's going to have trigger a lot of pent up demand, and people are going to be, you know, that were kind of on the sidelines, they're going to be jumping right back into the real estate market, and we still have a lot of out of state buyers coming into Florida as well. So yeah, we're optimistic, and our team, by the way, we've got kind of getting some counts on our final numbers. We're up 11%, as the market is down 8.5%. So it's
wow.
Nice to be up in a down market.
That is cool. That is very cool. Well, you know, I just have a quick question for you, and that is, the number of agents, that are in, not just in the Tampa area, but in almost any area across the country. I know it depends on how real estate does in different parts of the country, but do you see like a pronounced amount of agents that might have left the business because of the higher interest rates and the slowdown and so forth? And so, in other words, does that translate into people saying, hey, I could get into that business at this point?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. There's a constant inflow and outflow of agents. And in a down market, a slow market like this, there's more out than in. However, there's also another trend that's happening. And what we're seeing is that companies like Keller Williams Realty, the company that we're associated with, the number one real estate company in the world, we are in a very strong position because of a lot of our education, training, support, technology that we have. The other trend that's happening is a lot of the smaller mom and pop type brokerages are consolidating. They're moving to some of the bigger firms because you can't leverage the technology when you have, you know, a smaller firm and less agents. So that's what's happening, is you're seeing that trend. And it's, it plays into our favor, because we've got a great team. We've got a lot of resources. We also have a real cool program called K-Score, for anyone out there. I always think of ways to help people. That's why I started the Consumer Quarterback Show, and we're a consumer advocate. So one of the programs we have, it's powered by Kaplan, which is a really strong name in the online education space. So it's K-Score, through Keller Williams, powered by Kaplan. And what it is, it's a program where you can get licensed for free. Keller Williams has online classes that will allow you to get a real estate license for free.
Wow.
So if anybody out there has ever thought about that, here's where it really comes into play for a lot of people. Just think about bartenders, personal trainers, hairstylists, folks that are already have a built-in clientele, talking to a lot of people that know, like, and trust them. What you could do is you could get your real estate license just simply as a secondary, kind of a side hustle, think about it. And then what you're going to do is you would simply just refer that business in, not planning to be a full-time, you know, involved realtor. You're already in love with being a hairstylist or, mm-hmm. Whatever you're doing daily. And then you would just simply refer that business in to us, the Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams Realty. We get the deal done. We close it, whether it's a buyer, seller, investor, commercial, vacant land, residential property. We close the deal. You get paid 25% just by simply referring the name and number of that person.
Wow, that is pretty cool. Pretty cool sounding indeed. And people can check that out, definitely. Call's hanging on, so do you mind if we go ahead and take a quick call here real quick?
I love it.
All right, sounds good. All right, Neil in Henderson, Nevada, you're on with Brandon Rimes. We got just a little bit of time here, but what do you think this morning? Good morning, Neil.
Good morning, Kyle. Thank you for putting me on. Kyle, my compliments to your show. You've got a great show.
Thank you.
I enjoy being a listener. I enjoy, contributing to your discussion group. About real estate. I have a license in New York and also in Nevada, and I have a little background in economics when I was an undergraduate student. I think the most important thing to keep focused on is the supply and demand curve. And, real estate is local,
mm-hmm.
and it's different for different regions of the country. I know we have this massive influx of immigrants coming into this country. There's going to be an increased demand for shelter, housing and shelter. I'm also aware that what I've seen out here in Henderson, cash purchases, there's no need to even get into the realm of financing a mortgage. So do you have anything to contribute? To my comment?
Sure, yeah. Brandon, what do you think of what Neil's talking about?
Yeah, absolutely. There is a massive influx of illegals coming through the southern border, and it's a challenge. It's going to be a challenge on all infrastructures, including water, sewer. I mean, it's going to really, hurt a lot of areas, as you're already seeing in New York City and some other areas of the country. And you are right. It is local. Real estate is very local. It's down to each community and neighborhood. So it just depends. I think it's going to be red states are going to be, you know, stronger on removing them and making sure that they are not, you know, hampering. Blue states are going to be more accepting. It's going to be a very interesting challenge. Also, your comment about supply demand, absolutely. We still have low inventory in Florida and Tampa Bay, and some other markets are still battling that kind of uphill battle with low inventory. So that is a challenge as well. And then, the last comment was about cash. There is a lot of cash buyers still that are going to be transferring wealth from New England states, Midwest to Florida, Tennessee, Texas, states like that out, you know, in your way out, Nevada, certainly, Idaho, Arizona. So absolutely. Yep, those are some good ideas to think about.
I like to keep the big picture in mind, and this unfortunately involves some politics when you start talking about, you know, economic policy, monetary policy, and fiscal policy, deficit spending. You know, I happen to be a Keynesian, you know, but I believe in being responsible, you know, and avoiding fraudulent spending, which I think this administration is very guilty of. But Keynesian economic government spending is like rocket fuel for the economy. Now, that how that transfers into the real estate industry is another wild card.
Mm-hmm.
So forth and so on.
Yeah, good point. Well, Neil and Henderson, we appreciate the call very much. We'll give Brandon a chance to respond because we're just kind of starting to head up to the final part of the program here. But thanks again, Neil. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you for putting me on.
Sure, right, take care. Neil and Henderson. Brandon, what do you think? Got about a minute.
The economic side of it is definitely something that's unsustainable. I mean, we have the printing of money, the quantitative easing, the economic policy was wrong for so long. I think that's what really got us here is the policy keeping the rates at 0.25% for close to, I think it was 10 or 12 years. I mean, that was just ridiculous. You can't do that. So we've been mismanaged by the Fed. The Federal Reserve should be strongly looked at, potentially abolishing, and it's not good for the middle class, the hardworking people, the muscular class in America has been overlooked for way too long. We've got to get back to common sense economics, and you know, by the way, the whole plandemic, there was something like 50, I forget how many new billionaires that were birthed, and it was all consolidation of wealth.
Yeah,
when you get into economics, That's what happened. The elites are against us, and it's not a pretty sight, and it's not shaking out to be a pretty sight either.
Indeed. Real quick, Brandon, how can people get a hold of you?
Yeah, I'm online at consumerqb.com. Our website is consumerqb, like quarterback, consumerqb.com.
Sounds
and
good.
You can also contact me at 813-917-1894, 813-917-1894.
All right, Brandon, take care. We'll talk to you again next week. Take care, my friend.
Hey, thanks a lot, Kyle. You too, man.
Thanks.
Keep up the great work.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Brandon Rhymes, everybody. Folks, we're going to see you tomorrow. Take care out there.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.